Father, we pray that you give us hearts full of gladness that our sins are forgiven, that we have been declared righteous because our Saviour, Jesus Christ, died for us, paid the penalty for our sins, and also because he is resurrected from the dead. Father, we ask and pray that we would be glad because you have shown us favour in the appointed time, because you have had mercy upon us, because you have redeemed us by your mighty hand and your strong arm, mighty to save and deliver us even from the death of sin. Father, thank you for your goodness, mercy and love towards us. Cleanse us in our sins in Jesus' blood, we ask and pray, and bless us from this reading of your word now, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome to the Spurgeon's Devotional Podcast, a Christian podcast desiring to honour the Lord Jesus Christ, brought to you by David Mackereth. This is the devotion for April the 22nd. Let the righteous be glad. Numbers 10, verses 29 to 36. And Moses said unto Hobab, the son of Raguel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, we are journeying unto the place of which the Lord said, I will give it to you. Come thou with us, and we will do thee good. For the Lord hath spoken good concerning Israel. Spurgeon says we should talk to our friends and kinsfolk of the advantages which arise out of connection with the people of God. It may be they will be led to cast in their lot with us. Verse 30 and 31, And he said unto him, I will not go, but I will depart to mine own land and to my kindred. And he said, Leave us not, I pray thee, for as much as thou knowest how we are to encamp in the wilderness, and thou mayest be to us instead of eyes. Spurgeon says, Those who are converted to the faith have often become of great service to the church, and this should urge us the more eagerly to seek their conversion. Verse 32, And it shall be, if thou go with us, yea, it shall be, that what goodness the Lord shall do unto us, the same will we do unto thee. Spurgeon says, Thus the compact was made to share and share alike. This was true brotherhood. Believers know that the Lord dealeth with all his servants, as he is wont to do unto those who fear his name. He feeds them with the same bread of life, clothes them with the same righteousness, shelters them beneath the same providential care, and brings them by the same grace to the same glory. Those who truly join with us in Christ's church shall enjoy all the privileges with which we are enriched. Verse 33, And they departed from the mount of the Lord 3 days' journey, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord went before them in the 3 days' journey to search out a resting place for them. And the cloud of the Lord was upon them by day, when they went out of the camp. And it came to pass, when the ark set forward, that Moses said, Rise up, Lord, and let thine enemies be scattered, and let them that hate thee flee before thee. Spurgeon says, This is the rising prayer. It confesses that Israel's path is beset with foes, and it looks away from all human help to the Lord alone. The Lord has but to rise, and his foes and ours are gone. O Lord, now arise. Verse 36, And when it rested, he said, Return, O Lord, unto the many thousands of Israel. Spurgeon comments, This was the resting prayer. It pleads for the divine presence. Fearing that the Lord may have been grieved during the day, it beseeches him to return. It is of the same tenor as our sweet evening hymn, Abide with Us. Let us read a few verses of David's psalm, in which he sings of the Lord's glorious marching through the wilderness. Psalm 68, verses 1 to 8. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Spurgeon says, Such a God is not to be worshipped with sadness or half-heartedness. Let us be very joyful in him. For sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. Spurgeon comments, He is as much with us as he was with the Jews. Let us equally sing his praises. Verse 5. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. Spurgeon says, therefore, let his people remember the orphan and aid those institutions which are for their benefit. Let them also be very pitiful towards poor widows who are God's peculiar charge. Verse 6. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. Spurgeon says, gracious as God is, he cannot bless those who persist in rebellion. Sin is, and ever must be, the source of misery. Verse 7. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Spurgeon says, eternal honour be unto the God of Israel, whose presence is still our succour and solace, our inmost hearts adore him. Lord, throughout this day go before us and bless us with thy presence. The hymn is, there's no hymn. Oh well. Amen.